Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping clinical operations and drug development. Let's get into it. First up, in the final part of our video interview series with Gaurav Agrawal, he explains how AI could enable truly end-to-end clinical trials by improving study design decisions, reducing operational timelines, and automating manual tasks across startup, conduct, and closeout. He also emphasizes that realizing this potential will require meaningful changes to workflows, operating models, and how organizations approach technology adoption across the clinical development value chain. Up next, Gilead has shared positive phase 3 results from the ARTISTRY 2 trial, showing that its fixed-dose combination of bictegravir and lenacapavir achieved non-inferior efficacy to Biktarvy in virologically suppressed adults with HIV. Alongside results from the ARTISTRY 1 trial, the data strengthened the case for a once-daily single-tablet regimen that could expand future treatment options and support upcoming regulatory submissions. And finally, the FDA has approved Enhertu plus Perjeta as a first-line treatment for unresectable or metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer, marking the first new first-line option in more than a decade. The approval, based on Phase 3 DESTINY-Breast09 trial data, is expected to influence treatment guidelines and clinical practice by establishing a new standard of care in this setting. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thank you for listening.